It's 9:01, so first of all, thank you very much for waking up so early on a Sunday after a night of beer. So thank you very much for being here. Welcome to the already 12th edition of the Go Dev Room. 12 years. And still going strong. So in the early morning, I would like to start traditionally about talking what is new in the world of Go with the state of Go this year. For those of you who are new here, hi, my name is Maatje and I am a train conductor. What? Why is a train conductor talking about Go? Well, I'm actually the only person in this room who is actually paid to remove rust. I also am apparently part-time senior software engineer in Go, but that's not important. What's on the agenda for today? Traditionally, we're going to look at some changes to our language, the standard library, and the Go tooling as well, with a small community update and a look at the future of Go. What has been new since I last spoke to you last year at Vosdem, is two new Go releases. One is Go 125, which has been released in August of 2025, and one is Go 26, which will be released in February, which is any moment now. And what has been new in Go since we last spoke? AI. We now have our chatbot, Gopher.
Hello, my name is Gopher, your AI assistant. Here to help. It looks like you are trying to make fun of Google's new strategy. Would you like me to write you a good joke instead?
No, Gopher, no, delete, no. Good news, it's never about AI this year. It's not some new fancy AI chatbot, it's actual new features to Go, which are very welcome for us, as well as for AI developers. The first new changes are to the language. We got a major new change to the Go language this year. And it is in the already introduced new function. Well, we've all written code like this in the past. We have an object with a counter, which is a pointer to an integer, because it's optional. And we marshal it to JSON, or worse, gRPC. We're all used to having these weird pointers everywhere in our code. We all know the pain of initializing them, because we cannot just do &1, that doesn't work. So we have written these helper functions in the past, int pointer, but then we have more functions. We need int pointer, but we also need a float pointer. We do also need a boolean pointer, and a string pointer, and a struct pointer. This is going to be problematic. And there have been actual helper libraries for this, some good, some bad. But, hi Gopher.
You are absolutely right. I can generate one for every type for you.
No AI, no. We have a better solution. This is the new function. So the new function has been changed. It can now determine the output type in which you define it. So we have here still our same code, where I say my count, and I just do new, one. The Go compiler sees, new is in front of the pointer to an integer. I have to return a pointer to an integer. It's a life changer, right? That's it for changes to the language, but there is also many more changes in Go, and let's start with our tooling. More importantly, with GoVet. As GoVet is run, when we run any tests, it's quite important to look for any changes in there, as your CI might break on any updates. In this edition, we have two new analyzers in Go 125, which is the first new analyzer, is the weight group analyzer, which supports any misplaced calls in your code to weightGroup.add, which results in your weightGroup not being functioning correctly. There's also a second new one, which is the HostPort analyzer, which finds any misoccurrences of concatenating the host with the port string, which we all know in IPv6 does not work. Oh, hi, Gopher.
It looks like you like IPv6. Would you like to use net.joinHostPort instead?
Actually, Gopher, that's a very good one, because this is the one you have to use instead. Well, yeah, it's useful sometimes. Well, next up, let's look at further changes in the Go command. And more specifically, first, in the Go doc command. The Go doc now has -http, which starts a documentation server on your local machine. Wait. I am pretty sure I've used this feature in the past. And I see many of you nodding. What happened? Well, I went looking, And it turns out that Godoc, mind, no space, had this feature already. But Godoc, no space, has been deprecated since 2019. So what happened? The feature is simply back, baby. So that happened, and then we have also some improvements to Go to. The Go binary will now ship with less prepilled binaries. It will now only ship with what you need as essential, which is the linker and the compiler. What do we need more in life? Well, any other Go tools that you will use with the Go tool command will be simply compiled on first run because our compiler is so fast. Why would we do this? Simple. We save on download size. Go 124 on the Linux AMD64 platform was 75 megabytes. Go 125 on the same platform is only 57 megabytes, which saves you a lot of download space for many use cases, especially in CI, where you don't use anything else in the compiler and the linker. Next up, Go modules. There also have been some very welcome changes to our Go modules. The first one is that we now have a new ignore directive in our Go mods file. If you specify some files there, they will be ignored in any general pattern matching. However, do be careful, they will still be included when you distribute your Go modules. Go also no longer changes the Go version when you run any Go module update command, which honestly is a very welcome change. Well, Go 126 goes one step beyond. It now also changes that if you do go mod init, it will not